We are back. Welcome to the 10 o'clock hour here at Overtime. DOC, Heavy Metal, working for you today on a Sunday. And in the back of our mind, it's all about Game 7. We ask for it. Now we have it. And a safe question is, who's the pressure on? Visiting team, home team. Bob was a freak in the net, wasn't giving up anything. They're peppering him right now. He might have, like, brain damage. As many pucks as they're putting on him. And I always, like, see, Metal, had you been decided to dedicate your life to hockey, you'd have been that dude just standing in the crease, just right. I love the guy. Now, it takes some courage.
No. I used to play ice hockey there when I was young. You know that.
Yeah, but they put you right there in front of him, man. That dude is just blocking vision.
No, I used to play out on the perimeter. I had a really good slap shot when I was young, man.
Okay. Yeah. So, okay. Well, I just love the fact that it's rare air. Both of them deserve all of this. I mean, the Panthers, they win. No, everything will be forgotten. Nobody's going to remember that you were up 3-0, and nobody cares. You win it, it's over. But, man, how much money will be made off the heroics of being down? And then McDavid, who's already that dude. But early on, he was that guy then. But he was setting people up, and they couldn't finish because you had this octopus in there that wasn't letting anything get by him. When he got on the offensive, I mean, you know, when you hear people advertised, and especially somebody that's a non-puck authority, when I could see that this dude is different, he must really be freakish to people that are all the way into hockey. I don't know how he does what he does. Controlling the puck in traffic. His assist. And what really makes him, to me, deadly, and why I know what he's just got to be hell on ice, is that he's as great an assist guy as a scorer.
Yeah, it's that, like, Gretzky level of, like, game control.
Yeah. He's not a hog, a puck hog. He will give it up in a minute. He's all about winning. You know, he's just not a ball hog. If it was hoops, you could tell the dude just will. Like James Harden. James Harden, and we'll do this on another day. It won't be today. Because I can't wait to do the category. I won't do it in season. But eventually we're going to say, who cheated the game the most? I envision this segment all the time. Top 10 cheaters of all time. What's going to be on that top 10 and part of that top 10 list? He may still end up on it.
Harden had that one year with the Rockets where they probably should have gone to the finals in Austin, that game 7, remember?
Yeah.
Where they just could not put up a three. Like, the entire season, they shot more threes than any team ever. And then in game 7, they just could not make them.
Couldn't do it.
That was just crazy.
But look how often he's on that team. You can't make this up, man. How many times is this dude going to be on that team?
We did have he scored like 50 points in game 1 for the Sixers. Yeah, not this year, but the year before.
Year before.
That was like all him, no Embiid. I mean, that was impressive.
No, the dude is a baller.
He's had his moments, but.
But what he's not is they will not ever confuse him with a champion. And he ought to be a champion. He's got that kind of game.
Do you think he's like better than Barkley for like player that has never won?
I can't say better. I'm always take a rebounder over a shooter because Barkley could score too.
Yeah.
Barkley probably is the guy that it hurts most because he gave more. I mean, when you scrape that glass the way Chuck did, Chuck was like Rodman who could score.
Yeah.
That's why when I love Reese, because she reminds me of, she's Rodman. And it's like when you can popularize the game from a defensive standpoint, you have to have flair or we won't notice you.
Like wishing she was a mystic, but.
You know, yeah, well, I mean, I still think they picked the better basketball player. I can understand because Zion has talked about he thinks that they should have taken her for the marketing standpoint. And that's a good argument. I'm not saying he's wrong. But it'll take 2 years to figure that out because the Mystics, as evident last night, I mean, you can see the improvement. You can see.
Well, they're healthy now, growing. Too. That's part of it. So
yeah, you got to be healthy. And I've been burned so bad. Whenever I hear anybody mention marketing ahead of winning, it's like my fangs come out. Because I just go, no, don't put anything above winning. When you tell me you're doing it to sell tickets or to improve, no, win, and then everything else will follow that.
But there is the argument, though, that she's the type of player that can attract other star talent to want to come play with you. And that can result in winning.
Yeah, you know? Well, we'll see if she can pull it off. And I believe she will because she's a winner. The one thing about it,
yeah,
she's
I'm a big Angel Reese fan. I've loved watching the last
too.
Few
no,
years
let me
at LSU.
She's a lunch pail girl, man. She just comes in pumps. She got heels and nails. But she's going to get down and dive. I mean, Rodman, see, the genius of Dennis is that, like MJ, they burned it on both ends, but they were always first at the workout. The idiots figure out they want to go out and be at the club. Then they miss the workout, or they come in late, or they don't show up. These brothers show up no matter what. They're bionic. I call them by being bionic. Some dudes just don't require a lot of sleep. That's the thing you don't realize. But you got to have a game to back that down. But I do think it's important, and I'm saying this because these youth coaches out here that are working with all these young talents in all sports, they're the ones that are helping to bridge these gaps because they see this talent. I had Gary Templeton on. I grew up with Gary. We're Little League. Gary made the Little League at 9. You couldn't play till you were 10. He played at 9. He'd been that dude since he came out the womb. Perfect temperament, speed, power, everything. But he could hit. He had the eye. Baseball players have unbelievable vision. They can hit. Any guy tell you he's a hell of a baseball player, he can't hit, he's lying to you. You can take him out there right now. Now, you know I love Jeff Walker,
well,
right?
Well, they have him in the lineup for defensive purposes, you know.
Yeah, but you know I love Jeff.
Say.
You know, the celebrity with B. Mitch and Finley.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Jeff.
Working with him on Friday.
Okay, now, Jeff, love Jeff. He making some big mistakes. First of all, he's testing the bear.
I don't know if you heard. I had a singing competition with him on Friday on the B. Mitch and Finley show, and I crushed him. I just want to say that. I would just like to throw that out there.
Oh, wait, see, so we lost that.
Yeah, yeah.
Him and Zion have a lot. They're fearless. They'll take on him, but some things you need to say, you need to pass on. I'm trying to warn him, leave B. Mitch alone. All right? That's the first thing I'm telling him. He's hard-headed. Keep trying to tell him, don't do that. You got to know what not to do. But back to James. And I hope that Harden, but like with Barkley, Chuck, man, was, do you remember Chuck when he was balling?
Again, used to live in Phoenix. My pops had season tickets to the Suns back then. So I used to watch him live.
Dude worked, man. He worked.
I'll tell you, too, one thing that I don't think I would have known if I hadn't gone to see him play in person so much was, at least when he was on the Suns, I don't know if he was doing this on the Sixers and Houston and whatever later, but Every time a player was fouled on either team, he would walk up to the refs and show them the number of fouls on that player. He was following everyone. He knew exactly how many fouls everyone had. Like, you know, who you wanted to foul at any time, who you didn't want to have the ball because they could shoot, or what, you know, like when it comes crunch time. His head was so in the game that I think a lot of people don't realize that, because you don't like see those little bits on TV because it was after the whistle blows and whatever. But every foul I ever saw while I was there watching him, he'd walk up to either the ref or the bench where they have the announcers or whatever, and he'd put up on his fingers how many fouls that player had, like within a second, you know,
smart
2 seconds,
guy.
Something like that.
Smart.
Very smart. Like, and he plays kind of the goofball dummy on TV a lot, like on TNT and stuff and the commercials. But, man, that guy's smart. He's actually a lot smarter. Don't buy the act, you know?
Yeah, no, he is. But there's certain guys that may never win, but it doesn't mean that they're not a winner. He may not end up being a champion. And I just think Harden, I don't know him, but, man, I would tell him it's just a sin. He's that good. And there are a lot of guys that may not hit that mark, because they hold talent hostage. Joel Embiid. I mean, Humpty Dumpty went and got his ring. You may have thought he wasn't in. That dude's in shape. That dude, man, that dude is a monster with Denver. For y'all, you don't know who I'm talking about.
He's got Murray with him, too.
So. Unbelievable. Yeah, but he got a lot of people with him. But they know.
Jamal Murray's really good, also. I think it's kind of a Scottie Pippen thing, though. You just don't realize how good he is because who he's around.
He's unbelievable. He's unbelievable, man. They have the best roster, in my opinion. But guess what? They at home. It don't matter. You don't want to have the best team on paper. You want to win. And James Harden, you know, like Westbrook, we've talked about this in volume. Westbrook, when he was here, this is how you know that your management team should be terminated. If we could just fantasize for a moment, good for the Wizards. Because he's ball set, the ball's got to be in his hand, and he goes 100 miles an hour all the time. You don't have to worry about him being doped up, doing nothing stupid. Duke won't come to work. And it's just a bad deal. And it didn't work out for anybody. Everybody, to go home and be ridiculed in your own hometown with your kids, it's just bad. It's just a bad move.
Yeah.
And now, you know, now the AD, now he's hired another coach. And that's why I'm not into play. I'm into players being players. Not GMs, not assistant coach. No, I'm not into that. And that's why I'm just cannot wait.
So did you ever like nightmare. The era of, like, player coaches? You know, Pete Rose was kind of the last of those, you know. But when
you mean the guy that was gambling on his own team? No,
sure, and that's kind of, you know, there's a lot of issues with that. But, you know, there used to be people Pete that were the coaches of teams while they were playing.
Yeah, I love Pete as a player, but Pete's a junkie. I'm not mad at Pete. Pete was an addict. So
sure, but I'm not even talking about his gambling stuff. Like Peyton Manning was kind of a player coach too. I mean, he was basically an offensive coordinator that played football. You know, like
yeah, he was, and he got he got the job done. I'm mad at Peyton. What do you say about him? Champion.
No, for sure.
He finished the deal. He got it done.
Two teams. Yeah.
Hello, and he looked like he was crippled. When he was playing in Denver.
Well, that last season, yeah. But the year before, he'd looked pretty good.
No, but that last season.
That last season, I know.
Man, that was unbelievable.
Yeah. No, that team won on defense, I feel, mostly.
And I wanted to say also to Lonnie Phelps, I say shout out to the Cleveland Browns. I'm so sick and tired of these young people not recognizing the opportunity they have. Another one charged with drunken driving. Why are you driving? And they cut his behind. The money these dudes are making now, get a driver.
Yeah, it's really easy to get an Uber.
You can call Lionel. Call B. What's that crazy handle he's got? BTP underscore. Call him. You could pay somebody $50,000, $60,000 a year to save your behind $1 million. How hard is that?
You can just have the Uber app. You don't have to pay someone thousands of dollars. You know, it might cost you $100 to get home or something, but it's better than getting arrested.
No, the paper these guys are making, do you understand the money that's being, these guys are making now to pay somebody to save you this? Now he's cut. How many of these are we going to have? How many are we going to have?
Yeah, I hear you.
It's just absolutely crazy. Crazy as we go to break on that, 1-800-636-1067. I've just been informed that Linnell, what's his last name?
Willingham.
Willingham is going to join the broadcast as soon as we sign off today. It's going to, you know, that should be a pretty interesting show. I've heard some pretty good things about that young man. So stick and stay. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Overtime. 106.7 The Fan, Team 980. Shout out to Dr. Lou Holder. Got a chance to do a little social media tag with the Honorable Dr. Holder. Always good. Whenever there's soccer going on, and Chris, I can't imagine you being on the soccer field unless you were the goalie.
I actually did play goalie when I was a kid playing soccer.
Yeah, I could have. That could be the only position I could see you in as being a goalie. And I can't imagine anybody getting the ball past you.
I did pretty good. See, the thing I had was that big wingspan, man. Kids try to kick it up in the corners, and I could actually get it, you know?
I mean, it is to see it at this level, every level at the top, it's an art form. Watching, I mean, not being able to use your hands alone, just that alone. But I feel the same way watching lacrosse, which I never played lacrosse, never been on the field with a stick, but it's just fascinating to me. The game is still fascinating. And
did you ever see the Washington Wave play?
Yes.
I saw them a couple of times, too, back in the day.
I remember when the wave. I guess the one thing I always ask in sports, is there ever a sport that you did not engage with, but you wish you had of? You wish you had played it or tried to play it or invested time in it. If so, what is that sport?
That's a good question.
See, I saw rugby. My college...
Oh, I had older brothers that played that. I knew better than to get into rugby.
Oh, man, just go out and watch it. You know, and I was like, love watching it. I ain't got no problem. We have team wide. I mean, been good with that. I ain't mad, dude. They ain't playing. I'd love to see Big Tony. You know, that would be something to nail.
He'd probably be good at it. Yeah.
He probably would be good in rugby. When you 350 pounds... with athleticism, because I do think somewhere trapped in that body there's an athlete that would be interesting. So I thought that in the summer, very interesting, because you can be anything you want to be. This is the summer, and we're lucky now because we have an Olympic summer. So we got a summer that's going to be full of like night trials, people hitting records. I mean, if you're into it, it's going to be really cool. But we know what we're all kind of like waiting on. And that is the anticipation of a brand new, this new look, new staff, new everything. And thumbs up. So that's been cool. But what I want to put the question out is to what is your biggest concern? Just your biggest concern. And I think that's important, not because what's going to happen now in this period of time, people can't actually get better. Well, you'll heal. You know, our tackle, our prize bull, that foot will get better. Some people who have minor injuries will get better. We know that our quarterback room, which we've been all over that, I trust him. You know, I trust him. A lot of guys that have left here before, and you want something funny? Are you ready for a laugh?
I'm ready for it.
Okay, here's a laugh. This is one thing that you young people, I love what y'all have. We would have had to write a letter. I wouldn't have been able to tell you this, but 7 days later when I grew up. I'm not going to tell you who did this. See if you can figure it out. I played rugby. We got kicked. But we got... Wait a minute. He's not... Okay. We got kicked. Put the league for fighting every week. Who you think did that? Who you think typed that? Take a guess.
Big Tony. I don't know.
You got it. Yeah. I have no idea what that means. Half the words are misspelled. See, I can always tell, and I give him credit for trying. It's better to try things in life that you're not good at. That's the only way you get better, is repetition. Nice try. But when he didn't have that person that, you know, typed for him, it's just pitiful. I don't know how he got through the Montgomery County school system. They robbed him. That is a daggone shame. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Mo says it's the same thing everybody's talking about and seemingly have concerns about, the O-line. But I'm of the belief that the O-line wasn't as bad. It had more to do with the person behind the O-line.
Ah.
JD will be different. A lot of confidence in this young man. I like the way it's going to be. Well, A, it can't be worse. Let's start there.
I feel like it's a work in progress, though.
Yeah. Oh, no, it is. But the whole team is.
True.
But I like Trent. There's some people there I like that got a little bit of play. But it's not just your ability to block. It's the combined with the scheme to not put you on a one-on-one situation with someone that's better than you. The New York Giant game plan will haunt me. I wake up in the middle of the night in cold sweat. Why would you leave a guy who hasn't blocked him since the series started? What would make you think he's going to all of a sudden start blocking him when he hadn't blocked him yet?
And why would you keep Forbes out there one-on-one in that Chicago game?
There you go. Just absolutely pilot error. So I can't say that it's on the athletes. It was on those nitwits that was in charge of the scheme. Now we have competent adults. So you're going to be better just by that. You're also going to be better because this group will get the tight ends to hit people. We don't need four receivers on the field unless it's third and real long.
I'm real excited about that Sinnott pick, too.
Oh, man, yeah. Well, you know, but again, we're excited about everybody until we see them. We're excited about everything, but then we see them against other pros. And then we find out, are we doing things that fit their skill set? What is coaching, man? It's like parenting. You know what your girl's strengths are and weaknesses are. You don't ask them to do something that they're uncomfortable doing. These idiots we had, you putting that kid, he weigh 100 pounds. You putting him on Brown one-on-one with no help? You were trying to lose. What were you trying to do, get the number one pick? That's how I felt like they were always coaching. Well, they're trying to get the number one pick. Yeah. Yeah, it's unbelievable. So, 1-800-636-1067. DOC. Heavy metal right here on the Fan. I would keep my eye on, there were two guys. One of them, the New York Jets swallowed up, former Southern California left tackle, USC, Tyron Smith. He's a bad man. His body's shot, but he's a Pro Bowl talent. The Cowboys managed him properly, and he was able to play it out. He's a Pro Bowl player. But his body's shot. Now he's with the Jets. The other guy who's bionic is David Bakhtiari. And now he's saying that after his fifth surgical procedure, he wants to get after it. He feels like he can do it. He's another perennial All-Pro, Hall of Fame. Both these two dudes are Hall of Famers. I mention it. Well, why are you mentioning it? I'm mentioning it because when the Jets got Tyron, I thought, wow, man, I understand why, because you may need him in an emergency. He's that good. Now, I'm just saying, Bakhtiari is out there. File that, because you may want to come back to it a little later in the season. Just remember, we discussed it. Nick in Purcellville, welcome to overtime.
Hey, Doc. Hey, Heavy Metal.
What's up, brother?
You know what? When you're watching that Game 7 of the NHL on Monday,
yep.
You should be watching. Also watching the Hershey Bears. They're on the cusp of winning another American Hockey League Calder Cup.
Isn't that something? But you know what? That's called a program, a system. The one thing you can't, the Caps, I mean, it's a beautiful thing. It's kind of like what the Nats are working on. They've got that system. Good organizations don't accidentally prosper. They do it by a plan. Good.
That's
good,
right. And up, have you been up to Hershey? I went up for a game.
I've been by it.
Yeah. Well,
I've not been up to. No.
But I tell you, that little giant marina, they call it giant. It is the nicest little arena I've ever seen. And, you know, they've got more championship banners hanging down from the rafters there than there's laundry hanging out on the lines in Cuba. I'm serious.
Yeah.
They are champions, and I would hope that you guys interview some of these players, because they're going to win it again. They've got two games left, and they're up 3-2. And they're going to win the Calder Cup again, and that's a real plus for the Capitals. The other teams are all envious of it. Now, Pittsburgh's trying to get a better minor league franchise. I came from Pittsburgh. I'm also a Steeler fan.
You and Big Tony.
Yeah, like Large Anthony. And
wait a minute, will you call him Large Anthony?
Yeah, that's the way we talked when he was growing up in Pittsburgh. You know, you would take somebody.
I liked it, Large Anthony. Okay.
But anyway, I just want to make a comment about that Commanders beating the Steelers after the Steelers were 10-0.
Right.
And I'm sure George Anthony argued about this, but the Steelers only had 5 days to prepare for that game, and the Commanders had 11 days.
Pay that crying music, Heavy Metal.
Oh, well, no, because they'll never give you 5 days to rest. It's always 6 or 7. They don't do that. And that Ravens game was rescheduled 3 times. You know, that was a COVID year. And they rescheduled that game 3 times. So, you know, the Steelers weren't prepared for the Commanders, probably because they didn't think that they had a chance of beating them. But anyway, that's the nuance of that game, that, you know, it's got to have an asterisk on it, just like, well, I don't want to talk about the Redskins Super Bowls with an asterisk. I don't want to offend anybody, but, you know, there are some games that have to have an asterisk by them. You know, that was a COVID season. So,
you know what?
Anyway,
I found,
it's a minor
Nick,
thing,
most,
you know. But
Nick,
I tell you,
Nick,
I love hockey.
You know, I love,
I love the Capitals. I love the Hershey Bears. And
you know what I found,
the Capitals. Pardon me.
In my few years of doing this, that the asterisk usually comes up when the team that got his ass kicked is mentioned. <it.
laughs>
You know,
and
that's what. Yeah. So anytime that asterisk is needed, I'll take it. Hey, Nick.
Yeah.
Always
right,
love
right.
you being a part of the program, man. Have
a
fantastic day.
Thanks for
day.
Taking my
all
call.
Right,
I appreciate
deal.
It.
Always, brother.
I listen to you every Sunday.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. I'm happy to be on. Derek
right,
in Capitol Heights. You got a tough act to follow.
Good morning, Doc. Burgundy and gold till I'm old and cold. You know.
Amen to that. Amen to that.
Yeah. Section 117. Hey, Doc, I got a question for you. I was sitting here thinking about this. Since we got Dan Quinn, he was over there training a caged lion on defense, you know, put his hand in the dirt and literally put him anywhere on the field, and he would go get the quarterback.
Yeah.
Doc, do we have anyone that has potential on our defense? It seems like every team, and let's just stay with the division because that's where we need to start, win that first. Every team in our division has a player like that except us. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, that's what training camp is all about. If they have it, then we haven't seen it. So maybe they can bring it out of them. Because if we had it, then we would have seen it. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So
yeah. Yeah.
I'm hearing about all these guys. They ain't shown me. I ain't seen it. So, we had injuries. Once we traded the two number ones, then we got some guys that were Smith Williams guys were injured, and we couldn't pressure a Pop Warner game. So now we're going to find out. You know, see, talk is cheap.
Right.
I don't want to hear about a last place team that had a bunch of guys that woulda, shoulda, coulda. They was in last place, and they lost to the Giants twice.
Mm.
So if you can walk around with your head up and you think you a badass and you lost to the Giants the way they have, then I got nothing for you. We ain't on the same page. Appreciate your phone call. I got to get to a break. Stay on the line. We're rocking and rolling at 1-800-636-1067. And it's going to be a hell of a day. You picked the right day to be listening right here to The Fan. We'll be back. Oh, sookie. Eddie D on X says establishing an identity is his number one concern for the Burgundy and Gold. Three Male Monkey, I can't even say this publicly, what you said. Shame on you. I hit him back telling him that, you know, we don't operate this way. We're not Dallas fans. But he said, tell the caller to eat a bag of bleep, bleep, wrapped in sandpaper, bleep, bleep, just to let you know. Don't lower yourself to Big Tony's standard. I understand we just have a celebrity sighting. Are you sure this is J.P. Finley from J.P. from B. Mitch and Finley?
Sure sounded
Landfill
like him.
And Walker? Or this is an imposter?
Sure sounded like him.
Sir, state your name, please.
Hello, Doctor. James Patterson.
Oh, my God, it's him. Hey, man, where the girls at? Where the girls?
Dude, so I need your expertise on this. We had an emotional morning. So I'm going to get a new car. I'm turning my truck in just because it's not practical with the girls when they have all their stuff and they got backpacks and sports bags.
You need a van. I don't know what you're messing around with, but go ahead on.
Well, I'm getting a 4Runner. I'm not quite getting a van, but
you need a minivan.
Shout out to great.
Okay.
You need a van, dude. So I talked with my guy Jaime at Orsman Fairfax Toyota, and I was going to bring the girls. I was going to bring the girls to trade the car in and get the new car,
right.
And they were sobbing, Doc. They were like so upset. I put them in the back of the truck, took them around the block one last time because they always enjoyed that, and they're like just crying as I drove away. I don't know what the hell to do.
You give them. Where's your wife? Now this is where you. Now you pass the baton.
Oh, I did. Lauren's home with them crying, and I'm driving.
There you go. Well, you did it. That's exactly what my advice would have been. Yeah, you got to know when to fold them. You know, you just can't do everything. You know what I'm saying? What do you think B. Mitch would have done?
Oh, B. Mitch wouldn't have tolerated any. I imagine there were no crying children in Brian's household growing up.
No, because Monica. Yeah, exactly. Come on, man. You know how that goes. How devastated were you at the conclusion of the Nats game in Colorado?
Doc, I'll be honest. I missed yesterday's game. It was on late. I went to bed. Forgive me. Okay. What happened? Tell me.
We have the bases of juice for
they
the
set
Rockies.
A record.
It set a record, yeah. You know, this timing deal, you got to throw. Yeah. I mean, to have a score, to have a game in on a technicality.
His bases loaded in the bottom of the ninth.
Yeah, and, we got Godzilla on the mound.
They had three balls already, and they had a pitching violation resulting in a fourth ball, which walked, which game forced over. A run, game over. So it was a walk-off pitching violation.
Come on.
You got to be kidding me.
No,
yeah, no, real
first
talk.
Time ever in Major League Baseball.
And the umpire, he just showed his butt off. He was so excited. He got his moment to be famous.
I mean, when the umps want to make it the ump show, it's just the absolute worst. And then they'll have their sycophants that are like, well, the rules are the rules and play by the rules. I am a big believer. I mean, frankly, I go back to the Super Bowl Chiefs-Eagles a couple of years ago, and that call on Bradberry was fair, but I don't think you can make it in that moment. You know what I mean? Bottom of the ninth, bases loaded. I understand the letter of the rule, but I don't think you can call it in that moment.
Yeah, see, that's where I become a stickler. The moment doesn't matter. It's either a penalty or it's not. Beginning
right.
of the game,
I mean,
end of the game. And it's up to, look, he's our guy. Love him, but dude, you got to know the rules we're playing under.
Who was
because,
it, Finnegan?
Yeah. So that was tough.
That is tough. I feel like both those guys deal pretty quick too. So that seems surprising, you know?
Yeah, it was tough. So today, no pickleball, no golf.
No, I played golf the last 2 days, and I can tell you that I am bad at golf.
Okay.
This afternoon we might go to the pool, but Doc, can I tell you what I really wish was happening this evening? I wish we got Game 7 tonight and not tomorrow night.
I'll take it whenever. I need Monday. Well, you know what? Yeah, I guess so, because the NBA robbed us, because the Mavericks are so selfish. They refuse to bend their knees and play defense. So we got stuck with this little void. It is what it is, man. I'll take it whenever. I just can't wait for it. Is Russell, I mean, he won't share it with me, but is he involved with this? Will he be at Game 7?
These are unsubstantiated rumors, but it's my understanding Russell is now flying private jets with the Oilers, the famous Oilers fan, Kate. I think the two of them might have something cooking.
Yeah, no, I understand that. I mean, I can't imagine Chris Russell is not a part of Game 7 in some way. He's not either. I can't envision a Game 7 without Chris Russell. But anyway, JP, as you well know, we got to, these sponsors, majority of them go to you and Brian. So we got to go to break so we can make sure you two guys get to live like rock stars.
Have a great weekend, Doc. See you later,
hey, brother,
Chris.
Appreciate you tapping in on us. Isn't he a good dude, man?
The best.
He's the best. And I tell you this, to B. Mitch's credit, B. Mitch said, hey, man, I'm free this weekend. I just don't. It's like, you know, Sheehan offers, Russell, I just don't have the heart. How do you do that? I just don't have the heart to do it. To have these guys on the weekend, that they're at the club, you know, they're on the boat, you know, they're crabbing, they're doing all the things that the upper half does, and I just can't do it. But JP, man, always count on him to just knock the door down and come in and join us here on the Chitlin Circuit. We'll take a quick break. We come back. I mean, my, how time flies when you're having fun. That question still remains. Do you have a concern? Is there one for our burgundy and gold? Before you know it, it'll be Commanders and Buccaneers. Back in a moment. I would keep my eye on, there were two guys. One of them, the New York Jets, swallowed up, former Southern California left tackle, USC, Tyron Smith. He's a bad man. His body's shot, but he's a Pro Bowl talent. The Cowboys managed him properly, and he was able to play it out. He's a Pro Bowl player, but his body's shot. Now he's with the Jets. The other guy who's bionic is David Bakhtiari. And now he's saying that he, after his fifth surgical procedure, he wants to get after it. He feels like he can do it. He's another perennial All-Pro, Hall of Fame. Both these two dudes are Hall of Famers. I mention it. Well, why are you mentioning it? I'm mentioning it because when the Jets got Tyron, I thought, wow, man, I understand why, because you may need him in an emergency. He's that good. Now, I'm just saying, Bakhtiari is out there. File that, because you may want to come back to it a little later in the season. Just remember, we discussed it. Nick in Purcellville, welcome to overtime.
Hey, Doc. Hey, Heavy Metal.
What's up, brother?
You know what? When you're watching that Game 7 of the NHL on Monday,
yep.
You should be watching the Hershey Bears. They're on the cusp of winning another American Hockey League Calder Cup.
Isn't that something? But you know what? That's called a program, a system. The one thing you can't, the Caps, I mean, it's a beautiful thing. It's kind of like what the Nats are working on. They've got that system. Good organizations don't accidentally prosper. They do it by a plan. Good.
That's
good
right. And up, have you been up to Hershey? I went up for a game.
I've been by it.
Yeah. Well,
I've not been up to. No, no.
But it, I tell you, that little giant marina, they call it giant. It is the nicest little arena I've ever seen. And, you know, they've got more championship banners hanging down from the rafters there than there's laundry hanging out on the lines in Cuba. I'm serious.
Yeah.
They are champions, and I would hope that you guys interview some of these players, because they're going to win it again. They've got two games left, and they're up 3-2. And they're going to win the Calder Cup again, and that's a real plus for the Capitals. The other teams are all envious of it. Now, Pittsburgh's trying to get a better minor league franchise. I came from Pittsburgh. I'm also a Steeler fan.
You and Big Tony. Quick,
yeah, like Large Anthony. And
wait a minute, will you call him Large Anthony?
Yeah. That's the way we talked when he was growing up in Pittsburgh. You know, you would take somebody.
I liked it. Large Anthony. Okay.
But anyway, I just want to make a comment about that Commanders beating the Steelers after the Steelers were 10-0.
Right.
And I'm sure George Anthony argued about this. But the Steelers only had 5 days to prepare for that game, and the Commanders had 11 days.
Pay that crying music, Heavy Metal.
Oh, well, no, because they'll never give you 5 days to rest. It's always 6 or 7. They don't do that. And Ravens game was rescheduled 3 times. You know, that was a COVID year, and they rescheduled that game 3 times. So that, you know, the Steelers weren't prepared for the Commanders, probably because they didn't think that they had a chance of beating them. But anyway. That's the nuance of that game, that, you know, it's got to have an asterisk on it, just like, well, I don't want to talk about the Redskins Super Bowls with an asterisk. I don't want to offend anybody, but, you know, there are some games that have to have an asterisk by them. You know, that was a COVID season, so.
You know what,
anyway,
I found,
it's a minor thing, most, you know, but I love hockey. I love the Capitals. I love the Hershey Bears. And
you know what I found,
Capital,
Nick,
pardon me?
In my few years of doing this, that the asterisk usually comes up when the team that got his ass kicked is mentioned. You know,
that's
why. Yeah. So anytime that asterisk is needed, I'll take it. Hey, Nick.
Yeah.
Always right, love right. you being a part of the program, man. Have a fantastic day.
Thanks for taking my call. Right, I appreciate
it. Always, brother.
I listen to you every Sunday.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. I'm happy to be on. Derek right, in Capitol Heights, you got a tough act to follow.
Good morning, Doc. Burgundy and gold till I'm old and cold, you know.
Amen section, to that. Amen to that.
Yeah. Section 117. Hey, Doc, I got a question for you. I was sitting here thinking about this. Since we got Dan Quinn, he was over there training a cage lion on defense, you know, put his hand in the dirt and literally put him anywhere on the field, and he would go get the quarterback.
Yeah.
Doc, do we have anyone that has potential on our defense? It seems like every team, and let's just stay with the division because that's where we need to start, win that first. Every team in our division has a player like that except us. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, that's what training camp is all about. If they haven't, then we haven't seen it. So maybe they can bring it out of them. Because if we had it, then we would have seen it. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So
yeah.
I'm hearing about all these guys. They ain't shown me. I ain't seen it. So, you know, we had injuries. Once we traded the two number ones, then we got some guys that were Smith-Williams guys were injured, and we couldn't pressure a Pop Warner game. So now we're going to find out. You know, see, talk is cheap.
Right.
I don't want to hear I don't want to hear about a last place team that had a bunch of guys that woulda, shoulda, coulda. They was in last place, and they lost to the Giants twice.
Mm.
So if you can walk around with your head up and you think you a badass and you lost to the Giants the way they have, then I got nothing for you. We ain't on the same page. Appreciate your phone call. I got to get to a break. Stay on the line. We're rocking and rolling at 1-800-636-1067. And it's going to be a hell of a day. You picked the right day to be listening right here to The Fan. We'll be back. Oh, sookie. Eddie D on X says establishing an identity is his number one concern for the Burgundy and Gold. Three Mayo Monkey, I can't even say this publicly, what you said. Shame on you. I hit him back telling him that, you know, we don't operate this way. We're not Dallas fans. But he said, tell the caller to eat a bag of bleep, bleep, wrapped in sandpaper, bleep, bleep, just to let you know. Don't lower yourself to Big Tony's standard. I understand we just have a celebrity sighting. Are you sure? This is J.P. Finley from B. Mitch and Finley.
Sure sounded like
Landfill
him.
And Walker. Or this is an imposter.
Sure sounded like him.
Sir, state your name, please.
Hello, Doctor. James Patrick
Finley. Oh, my God, it's him. Hey, man, where the girls at? Where the girls?
Dude, so I need your expertise on this. We had an emotional morning, so I'm going to get a new car. I'm turning my truck in just because it's not practical with the girls when they have all their stuff and they got backpacks and sports bags.
You need a van. I don't know what you're messing around with, but go ahead on.
Well, I'm getting a 4Runner. I'm not quite getting a van, but
you need a minivan.
Shout out to great.
Okay.
You need a van, dude. So I talked with my guy Jaime at Orson Fairfax Toyota. And I was going to bring the girls. I was going to bring the girls to trade the car in and get the new car.
Right.
And they were sobbing, Doc. They were like so upset. So I put them in the back of the truck, took them around the block one last time because they always enjoyed that. And they're like just crying as I drove away. I don't know what the hell to do.
You give them. Where's your wife? Now this is where you. Now you pass the baton.
Oh, I did. Lauren's home with them crying, and I'm driving.
There you go. Well, you did it. That's exactly what my advice would have been. Yeah, you got to know when to fold them. You know, you just can't do everything. You know what I'm saying? What do you think B. Mitch would have done?
Oh, B. Mitch wouldn't have tolerated any. I imagine there were no crying children in Brian's household growing up.
No, because Monica. Yeah, he just, yeah, exactly. Come on, man. You know how that goes. How devastated were you at the conclusion of the Nats game in Colorado?
Doc, I'll be honest. I missed yesterday's game. It was on late. I went to bed. Forgive me. Okay. What happened? Tell me.
We have the bases of juice for
they
the
set
Rockies.
A record.
It set a record, yeah. You know, this timing deal. You got to throw.
Yeah.
I mean, to have a score, to have a game in on a technicality.
His bases loaded in the bottom of the ninth.
Yeah, and we got Godzilla on the mound.
They had three balls already, and they had a pitching violation resulting in a fourth ball, which walked, which
game
forced
over.
A run, game over. So it's a walk-off pitching violation.
Come on.
You got to be kidding me.
No.
No, real
first
tough.
Time ever in Major League Baseball.
And the umpire, he just showed his butt off. He was so excited. He got his moment to be famous.
I mean, when the umps want to make it the ump show, it's just the absolute worst. And then they'll have their sycophants that are like, well, the rules are the rules and play by the rules. I am a big believer. I mean, frankly, I go back to the Super Bowl Chiefs-Eagles a couple of years ago, and that call on Bradberry was fair, but I don't think you can make it in that moment. You know what I mean? Bottom of the ninth, bases loaded. I understand the letter of the rule, but I don't think you can call it in that moment.
Yeah, see, that's where I become a stickler. The moment doesn't matter. It's either a penalty or it's not. Beginning
right.
of the game,
I mean,
end of the game. And it's up to, look, he's our guy. Love him. But, dude, you got to know the rules we're playing under.
Who was
because,
it, Finnegan?
Yeah. So that was tough.
That is tough. I feel like both those guys deal pretty quick, too, so that seems surprising, you know?
Yeah, it was tough. So today, no pickleball, no golf?
No, I played golf the last 2 days, and I can tell you that I am bad at golf.
Okay.
This afternoon, we might go to the pool. But, Doc, can I tell you what I really wish was happening this evening? I wish we got Game 7 tonight and not tomorrow night.
I'll take it whenever. I need Monday. Well, you know what? Yeah, I guess so, but only because the NBA robbed us, because the Mavericks are so selfish. They refuse to bend their knees and play defense. So we got stuck with this little void. It is what it is, man. I'll take it whenever. I just can't wait for it. Is Russell, I mean, he won't share it with me, but is he involved with this? Will he be at Game 7?
These are unsubstantiated rumors, but it's my understanding Russell is now flying private jets with the Oilers, the famous Oilers fan, Kate. I think the two of them might have something cooking.
Yeah, no, I understand that. I mean, I can't imagine Chris Russell is not a part of Game 7 in some way. He's not either. I can't envision a Game 7 without Chris Russell. But anyway, JP, as you well know, we got to, these sponsors, majority of them go to you and Brian. So we got to go to break so we can make sure you two guys get to live like rock stars.
Have a great weekend, Doc. See you later,
hey, brother.
Chris.
Appreciate you tapping
JP.
In on us. Isn't he a good dude, man?
The best.
He's the best. And I tell you this, to B. Mitch's credit, B. Mitch said, hey, man, I'm free this weekend. I just don't. It's like, you know, Sheehan offers, Russell, I just don't have the heart. How do you do that? I just don't have the heart to do it. To have these guys on the weekend, that they're at the club, you know, they're on the boat. You know, they're crabbing, they're doing all the things that the upper half does, and I just can't do it. But JP, man, always count on him to just knock the door down and come in and join us here on the Chitlin Circuit. We'll take a quick break. We come back. I mean, my, how time flies when you're having fun. That question still remains. Do you have a concern? Is there one for our burgundy and gold? Before you know it, it'll be Commanders and Buccaneers. Back in a moment. Oh, sookie. Eddie D on X says establishing an identity is his number one concern for the burgundy and gold. Three Mayo Monkey, I can't even say this publicly, what you said. Shame on you. I hit him back telling him that, you know, we don't operate this way. We're not Dallas fans. But he said, tell the caller to eat a bag of bleep, bleep, wrapped in sandpaper, bleep, bleep, just to let you know. Don't lower yourself to Big Tony's standard. I understand we just have a celebrity sighting. Are you sure this is J.P. Finley from B. Mitch and Finley?
Sure sounded like
Landfill
him.
And Walker? Or this is an imposter?
Sure sounded like him.
Sir, state your name, please.
Hello, Doctor. James Patrick.
Oh, my God, it's him. Hey, man, where the girls at? Where the girls?
Dude, so I need your expertise on this. We had an emotional morning. So I'm going to get a new car. I'm turning my truck in just because it's not practical with the girls when they have all their stuff and they got backpacks and sports bags. You need a van.
I don't know what you're messing around with, but go ahead on.
Well, I'm getting a 4Runner. I'm not quite getting a van, but
you need a minivan.
Okay. You need a van. I talked with my guy Jaime at Orson Fairfax Toyota, and I was going to bring the girls. I was going to bring the girls to trade the car in and get the new car,
right.
And they were sobbing, Doc. They were like so upset. I put them in the back of the truck, took them around the block one last time because they always enjoyed that, and they're like just crying as I drove away. I don't know what the hell to do.
You give them. Where's your wife? Now this is where you. Now you pass the baton.
Oh, I did. Lauren's home with them crying, and I'm driving.
There you go. You did it. That's exactly what my advice would have been. Yeah, you got to know when to fold them. You know, you just can't do everything. You know what I'm saying? What do you think B. Mitch would have done?
Oh, B. Mitch wouldn't have tolerated any. I imagine there were no crying children in Brian's household growing up.
No, because Monica. Exactly. Come on, man. You know how that goes. How devastated were you at the conclusion of the Nats game in Colorado?
Doc, I'll be honest. I missed yesterday's game. It was on late. I went to bed. Forgive me. What happened? Tell me.
We have the bases of juice for
the
Rockies.
It set a record,
yeah. You know, this timing deal. You got to throw.
Yeah.
I mean, to have a score, to have a game in on a technicality.
His bases loaded in the bottom of the ninth.
Yeah, and we got Godzilla on the mound.
They had three balls already, and they had a pitching violation resulting in a fourth ball, which forced a run, game over. So it was a walk-off pitching violation.
Come on.
You got to be kidding me.
No.
First
time ever in Major League Baseball.
And the umpire, he just showed his butt off. He was so excited. He got his moment to be famous.
I mean, when the umps want to make it the ump show, it's just the absolute worst. And then they'll have their sycophants that are like, well, the rules are the rules and play by the rules. I am a big believer. I mean, frankly, I go back to the Super Bowl Chiefs-Eagles a couple years ago, and that call on Bradberry was fair, but I don't think you can make it in that moment. You know what I mean? Bottom of the ninth, bases loaded. I understand the letter of the rule, but I don't think you can call it in that moment.
Yeah, see, that's where I become a stickler. The moment doesn't matter. It's either a penalty or it's not. Beginning
right.
of the game,
I mean,
end of the game. And it's up to, look, he's our guy. Love him, but, dude, you got to know the rules we're playing under.
Who was it, Finnegan?
Yeah. So that was tough.
That is tough. I feel like both those guys deal pretty quick too. So that seems surprising, you know?
Yeah, it was tough. So today, no pickleball, no golf?
No, I played golf the last 2 days, and I can tell you that I am bad at golf.
Okay.
This afternoon, we might go to the pool. But, Doc, can I tell you what I really wish was happening this evening? I wish we got game 7 tonight and not tomorrow night.
I'll take it whenever. I need Monday. Well, you know what? Yeah, I guess so, because the NBA robbed us, because the Mavericks are so selfish. They refuse to bend their knees and play defense. So we got stuck with this little void. It is what it is, man. I'll take it whenever. I just can't wait for it. Is Russell, I mean, he won't share it with me, but is he involved with this? Will he be at Game 7?
These are unsubstantiated rumors, but it's my understanding Russell is now flying private jets with the famous Oilers fan, Kate. I think the two of them might have something cooking.
Yeah, no, I understand that. I mean, he, I can't imagine Chris Russell is not a part of Game 7 in some way. He's not either. I can't envision a Game 7 without Chris Russell. But anyway, JP, as you well know, these sponsors, majority of them go to you and Brian. So we got to go to break so we can make sure you two guys get to live like rock stars.
Have a great weekend, Doc. See you later,
hey, brother.
Chris.
Appreciate you tapping in on us. Isn't he a good dude, man?
The best.
He's the best. And I tell you this, to B. Mitch's credit, B. Mitch said, hey, man, I'm free this weekend. I just don't. It's like, you know, Sheehan offers, Russell, I just don't have the heart. How do you do that? I just don't have the heart to do it. To have these guys on the weekend, that they're at the club, you know, they're on the boat. You know, they're crabbing. They're doing all the things that the upper half does. And I just can't do it. But JP, man, always count on him to just knock the door down and come in and join us here on the Chitlin Circuit. We'll take a quick break. We come back. I mean, my, how time flies when you're having fun. That question still remains. Do you have a concern? Is there one? For our burgundy and gold. Before you know it, it'll be Commanders and Buccaneers. Back in a moment.